Welcome back to the Pick and Slip, where we pick our favorite NBA topic,
screen.
Slip them into your life. Follow us on Twitter at Pick and Slip Show, and listen to all of our episodes on Spotify. Just look up Pick and Slip.
Search it up.
And what's going on, everybody? It is Gavin here with
Braden Pittman.
And this, well, it's kind of a
occasion.
You know, this Thursday, if you guys didn't already know, this will be our last show on WBDG.
I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, we've been doing this for probably about 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years, probably a combined 60 or 70 shows of the Pick and Slip. Started recording them and podcasting them this year. We're up to 28 that we've published.
Yeah. We've just done the 28, really, just for this year.
We've forgotten a good amount of them.
Yeah, because
that, like, stopped recording.
Yeah, we didn't used to record every single episode. We used to just go on here and do them. Yeah. Then we kind of realized that, dang, like, you know, this is kind of cool. It's something we really enjoy doing. So, like, started recording and putting them out. So now you guys probably have around, like, Brain's, like, 28 episodes. I'm not even sure exactly how many we have.
We recorded one on Monday that we published exclusively to the platform that we've now set up. We're on Spotify, we're on Pocket Casts, we're on Google Podcasts, all over the place now under the name The Pick and Slip. So make sure that if you're you're an avid listener of the show, that you go ahead and follow us on our Twitter at The Pick and Slip. And yeah, I mean, that's our last time hearing that intro. We got a new intro going now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy to think about now.
Yeah.
And but I do want to say this, just a few things before we get into the show that we're going over. This is our last show here on WBDG, but this isn't our last show completely.
We're not done.
Of course we're not done. I mean, we can't just quit.
Can you imagine leaving in the middle of the first round?
Exactly. Could you guys imagine us just leaving in the middle of the playoffs?
Quitting in the middle of the playoffs? What do I look like? Paul George? Oh, that one hurt Gavin's feelings.
Almost every single series in the Western Conference right now is 1-1 except for one.
Yeah, and that's
But
we'll get to that in due time.
Yeah, we couldn't just leave. So yeah, just make sure. Well, I'll go ahead and just talk about it more towards the end of the show.
Yeah,
but let's go ahead and get into it right now.
Yeah. So on Monday, if you guys didn't listen, we had talked about every team had played one game over the last weekend. And now we're just going to go into I'm just going to say the results of every second game now, because every team's now played a second game.
Yep.
Third game start tonight.
Yeah.
Miami is down 0-2 to the Bucks. The Bucks won by like 34 points on Monday. The Trailblazers and Nuggets are tied at 1-1. Celtics and Nets are Brooklyn leads 2-0. Lakers and Suns is tied after some LeBron heroics late in the fourth, and Anthony Davis making some good defensive stops. Dallas is up 2-0. They won both away games versus the Los Angeles Clippers. Gavin has a lot to say about that. Philadelphia leads Washington 2-0. The Hawks-Knicks series is tied 1-1, and Grizzlies-Jazz is tied 1-1 as well. So that's all the games that's the result of all the series. Gavin, where do you want to start as we're breaking down these games?
I think I want to start off with the Hawks and Knicks, because
and
that
Knicks
series has been,
it's been
amazing.
It's been
great.
Fun to watch.
It's been a great series.
Last night, Knicks won by 9 points. Trae Young dropped, I think, 30 points.
Yeah,
something
30
points. It might have been 32 or something.
I think it was 30 right on there.
Yeah. The game before, if you guys don't know, he was talking a lot of trash. He said, it's real effing quiet in here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got ice in my veins. He looked Spike Lee in the eye after he hit a game winner with like 1 second left. Then Julius Randle on the other side airballed the game winner. But Trae Young, team on his back, played incredibly. You could hear all the boos from Madison Square Garden the entire game. Then this last game, they said Trae Young is balding.
They also said that, like, Trae Young is scared of birds.
Yeah, that's something that they did back all the way to his college days, that people will bring pictures of birds to his game because he's scared, like, of, like, predator birds, like eagles, hawks, and stuff, which is so funny that he landed on the Hawks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But like birds like that, because Trae Young has a phobia of them. And I mean, first of all, shout out to Trae Young. I was loving watching these last two games and booing alongside the Knicks fans, even though I have nothing against Trae Young, but it's just fun to have a villain back in the league. And, you know, it's been a kind of something the media has pushed, especially the last week, is that Trae Young is a villain in the league and that he's a fun villain to watch. And Trae, you could see, embraced it even more in this last game. But, I mean, even if it's a media pushed narrative, boy, is it fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like when you have like that one player, I mean, we even saw like the mayor of New York came out and was talking about Trae Young, and it was great.
He was like, I don't like the way you play basketball.
Yeah, he was like,
who are you?
He said, try and play the game the right way.
Play the game the right way.
And I bet the Knicks will do something. He said something, but it was, I mean, nonetheless, it was still really cool to see something like that, because especially in the atmosphere of the Garden, like what it brings is just,
I mean, I've missed it. Side again.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we haven't had like fans like that gathered into an NBA game. What feels like so long now.
I honestly had forgotten just how much energy the fans bring to the game.
I agree.
Cause even the other games that we saw this season that had fans, they were capping out at like 10,000 fans, like 10% capacity.
Yeah.
Like, you went to a game, and I bet it still wasn't like the same as a game.
It was nothing like it. Like, if I compare like that Blazers Pacers game,
which one of Pacers games been that exciting?
Yeah. I went to that one, but like comparing that to any other like Pacers game that I had went to.
Yeah.
And usually the Pacers games that I go to to see another star, because you can go see you can see the Pacers play, because that's where I live.
You got like Turner's Block, the little zone where they have like the drums and everything and all sorts of exciting things, and it's just like feels so dead when you look
like,
at these arenas.
If I compare that to like I've seen them play the Clippers, I've seen them play the Thunder when they had PG and Westbrook. I've seen all types of them, but comparing that Blazers one to all those, it seemed so dead in there.
Yeah.
Like, they were, that whole, like, section I was sitting in, there was maybe, like, 20 people in the whole section.
Yeah.
Like, it was
and then dead. They are all, like, who was it? There's one team that was making every person that came in, they had to prove that they were vaccinated.
The Heat did.
Yeah.
The Heat did that.
Didn't the Heat, they had dogs.
Yeah, they had dogs. COVID-19 sniff dogs is what they said.
But so there have been a couple teams that like have required every participant to be vaccinated, or anybody that's going to be sitting in certain sections that are like packed together, specifically the ones closest to the players. That way you get them on camera. But though everybody there has to be vaccinated. So I'm sure everywhere around Spike Lee was vaccinated.
Yeah.
Everything. Anybody that's within 100 feet of the players. But I mean, it's nice to see. It's really nice to see. Especially the Knicks. Well, they're not like a particularly incredible team. They are the 4 seed, but they're not like the Nets or the 76ers or the Bucks. They're by no means any of those teams, but they do have by far the loudest fans. And I remember tweeting about it the other day. The Nets arena, when you watch the Nets games, don't you think it's weird that they have all the players on the sidelines, like where they usually are, but then they have that big wall behind them?
I don't know what the Nets arena, I mean, I know what it looks like, but I don't know. Like,
before, they had normal people sitting behind them, but now, due to COVID, they have it to where it just looks like there's this large black wall behind the Nets bench, and there's still, like, or just, like, the player benches, but there's still fans there. It just looks so empty, and it really, in my opinion, emphasizes the, like, villainy of the Nets, because it looks like they're just playing in, like, a pitch black room where it's just the players.
Yeah.
But, so having the fans back, I mean. And then Trae Young at the end of the game, as he was walking off the court, looked back at Julius Randle and the rest of the Knicks and said, I'll see you in the A, talking about Atlanta, because they go back there tomorrow to play. I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow. Yeah, they go back tomorrow to play. It's been a fun series already so far. Yeah.
John Collins had no points.
Yeah.
In that second game.
Yeah. He did. And then Derrick Rose had 26 with the Knicks and
26. Which is great to see.
Yeah. Derrick Rose, he's really aged like fine wine as far as the fact that he can't jump, you know?
Derrick Rose.
He's handled this season incredibly. No D. Rose slander ever.
D. Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
I mean, Basketball Hall of Fame, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's what it's called, the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's an MVP, youngest MVP ever. Incredible
story. He's Derrick Rose.
First dude I've ever seen to tear all three ACLs, and there's only two of them. But...
yeah. He's Derrick Rose?
Yeah,
like, he's Derrick Rose. The fact that a player can come back from that many injuries and like still average... He's averaged almost 20 his whole career.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Derrick Rose, while not necessarily... the longest tenured player in the NBA. First, did you know he's older than Steph Curry?
I did.
Yeah, that's funny to me. I don't know. It just seems like...
he's
or younger than Steph Curry. Younger, but it just seems like he's been around for so long, you know, and that he's still... Steph's. But then also Steph came in from Davidson after being like a four-year player. But the point is like, without Derrick Rose, I don't think there's Ja Morant. Without Derrick Rose, I don't think we have De'Aaron Fox. That was I made an emphasis on our last show that we recorded on Monday. I was like, these small guards, Derrick Rose-esque guards, love seeing them, you know? And Ja Morant, especially, bringing his intensity to the league, which we'll talk about that in a second. But just, like, that style of play, the small guard that's running up and down the court, that's something that Derrick Rose really, like, pioneered, I feel like. I don't think there were that many people that were going coast to coast like Derrick Rose. Before Derrick Rose did it.
I agree. The only player I can think of, the only two like guards I can really think of,
Allen Iverson.
John Wall. John was Wall. A very Derrick Rose type player, in my opinion.
I mean, just like these, Westbrook. But then they were all like the same time, but just like these shifty guards that are going coast to coast. And I mean, Derrick Rose was the first one of those guys to win an MVP. He was the first one to be a household name.
Yeah.
Love Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Knicks beat the Hawks 101-92. Then we just said we were going to talk about it. Grizzlies Jazz series is tied 1-1. Ja Morant played incredibly game one. So did Dylan Brooks. And they won that one. Last night they lost to the Jazz, who got Donovan Mitchell back. That was a big impact. But what is more important, he missed 40. There was 40 days where Donovan Mitchell didn't play basketball and he came back and played as good as he did. Incredible. Donovan Mitchell, great player. Love him. But Ja Morant was the hot, was the player of the night. He had the performance of the playoffs so far, in my opinion. 47 points. Yeah. 47. They still lost, but 47? His second ever playoff game in his second year in the league? He knocked off Steph Curry and the Warriors. Then he comes, steals a game from the Jazz, who are the one seed, and then drops 47? Incredible. I mean, I don't even know what to say about it.
Like you said, to come in your second year in the NBA and play your second game in an atmosphere like that, and you drop 47 points against the one seed. I mean, it's like I've said this since Zion got in the league. I thought Ja Morant was always better than Zion. I still stand by that. I think that
they're probably equal as far as what they bring to a team, but as far as like clutch, like being clutch coming up in big time moments,
Skill wise, I would take like Ja Morant, because I feel like Zion is just big, you know what I mean? He just bodies people, but I feel like it's like the overall skill of each player. As a shooter, I'm taking Ja.
When I say if I'm an opposing coach and I have to lock down one of them, there's a way better chance I'm locking up Zion, because all you gotta do, you put two dudes on him right on the inside. Like, he's still going to get his points, but there's no way you're stopping Ja Morant.
Yeah, I mean, Ja, like you said, 47 points on 43 minutes. He shot 15 for 26 from the field.
Yeah.
Like, 7 assists.
That's the thing with Ja Morant also when he came in, because he makes his teammates so much better, too. Dylan Brooks, incredible player. Not anywhere close to being the Dylan Brooks that we've been seeing in these playoffs if it weren't for Ja Morant. So Jonas Valanciunas, great player. Without Ja Morant, without people having the threat of Ja Morant running into the lane, Jonas Valanciunas is not as much of a threat.
And one thing about John Moran is he's not scared of John Moran is not scared of anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw him, like, he did get blocked by Rudy Gobert last night, but the fact that he went up and, like, you cocked his hand back trying to just yam it on him.
I've seen this season try to dunk on Rudy Gobert.
Like, he tries to dunk on everybody. Yeah. He does not care if he gets blocked. He doesn't care.
You know what? He misses a lot of dunks. He will jump a little early, but... And some of them get real scary when he lands.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he can stay healthy and he connects with 10% of those dunks, like, golly, you know?
Like, yeah.
Rudy Gobert gets dunked on. This game's different, I feel like. Not only, first of all, do the Grizzlies have two more points than they ended up with, but can you imagine being Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year, and some little 6-foot dude comes up and dunks on you? You're demoralized. The whole team is.
But that's probably what I love about John Morant the most is the fact that he's not afraid of anybody.
Yeah,
he will just go up there, he'll try and yam it, he'll take you on an ISO, he'll drive on you, doesn't matter who's in the paint, doesn't matter who's guarding him. He's going to try and get a bucket. Like, he does not care. And that's what I love about John Morant.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things to love. I remember Murray State when they went to, it was 2 years ago when they were in March Madness, and I was like, I think they were the 11 seed, and I was like, there's no way John Morant's losing this, and he dropped a triple double and won. So I was right.
Yeah, my dad put me on a John Morant when he was in high school, and I was like, John Morant? Because this is back when in high school it was all about Zion, but there was only like one offer that John Morant got in high school. That was it. And he was like doing crazy good, but for some reason nobody really cared. I'm sure because of Zion, but like Murray State gave him the offer, and my dad was like, "This dude right here can hoop."
Yeah.
And like, and he was like, basically just like, watch out for him. At this point, I'm like, Zion's, it's Zion. Then like, comes back. They play. He does once again does amazing all the way through college. Gets to March Madness, drops a triple double. I'm like, dang, once he drops that triple double. When it's really March Madness is what put John Morant on.
March Madness triple double ever, I'm pretty sure.
That's March Madness is what put John Morant on.
Yeah, Demetrius Jamal Morant. Remember the name.
He is a bucket. Boy, Jaw is a bucket.
Yeah. So Grizzlies Jazz is at 1-1 right now. I mean, the Jazz just played really good. You know? There's really not much else to say. They're the one seed for a reason. Let's go ahead and bring it to Wizards 76ers. Where, again, this game wasn't anything special, really. 76ers won by 25. I do want to talk about what happened as Russell Westbrook left with an injury. There was a 76ers fan that poured popcorn on Russell Westbrook's head.
I want to say...
As he walked into the
tunnel. About that fan, right? And that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The 76ers or the stadium made a statement that was like, he's not coming back.
He's not. Yeah, they kicked him out the arena. And then it was just last block. They put out something that said he is now permanently banned from all Sixers games. He's not allowed to come back.
Yeah.
He had season tickets. They revoked his season tickets.
Yeah.
Which, as it should be, because that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
He assaulted Russell Westbrook.
Like, that is, I couldn't imagine, coming out and performing for fans, whether it's with Washington fans, whether it's, like, going, anywhere.
That's the Philly. Thing, is that like, NBA players, as much as they are athletes, they're also performers.
Yeah.
It's their job to come out and entertain you. Yeah, it's a dude.
It's another person. It's a dude. Russell Westbrook is not just used for your entertainment. He is another person.
He goes in home. The world.
He has kids. He has he's another human being. He's not just
like you. He goes home that afternoon and he goes and watches Netflix in his hotel room.
NBA players aren't robots that just perform for you.
And then people were like, I don't know, Russ overreacted. Well, no. Yeah, I mean, hey, here's the thing. He just went out with an ankle injury. He's in pain. He's walking back to the locker room, and he just gets popcorn dumped on his head.
You know how mad I would be.
And also, think about, NBA game popcorn all buttery and wet, and now he has to go and wash that out of his hair. Disgusting.
Like, I...
Probably got in his jersey.
That is... Like, and the people that say overreacted, he did not overreact. Like, they... Well,
he pushed... Also, this kind of put it in perspective. He's, like, 6'3", and he was pushing grown men off of him like they were nothing. Like, other 6'3" security guard grown men just stiff-arming him. Like, and I was like, he's...
Like, I... Athletes are that strong. Is, like... Like, I... That is so disrespectful. Why would that somebody would do that? Like, I could not, but I cannot believe that they're like NBA players go out there and they perform, right? They perform, they play 82 games in the season, they play the playoffs, all that. And then you, just because you're a Sixers fan, just because you're a Sixers fan, you have the audacity to dump popcorn on a generational talent.
Yeah. I mean, even if you dumped it on Amari Spellman, I'd say, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't matter who you, it doesn't matter who you dump it on. You don't do that to, and not just an NBA player, you don't do that to anybody. That's human decency is to just human respect.
There.
Like, just the respect. Like, that is a respect thing to do.
Why would you do it to a dude that's probably 5 inches taller than you and could easily just demolish you in a fight?
Like, I actually don't understand. Also, like, that is so disrespectful.
You go to an NBA game, you get popcorn. That's like $8 that he just poured on Russell Westbrook's like, head. Why would you do that?
He lined it up so he weighed perfectly to dump it. Like, there is no way you, like, that made me sick when I saw that.
That's, I mean, and in a similar vein, Kyrie Irving had comments this last week, he was talking about how they're going to be going to Boston for the next two games of the series. And he was like, yeah, I've heard about how Boston fans will sometimes yell slurs at the players. I hope that doesn't happen. And then I saw Boston fans trying to defend themselves for using slurs. They said, well, we're Boston. Blah, blah, blah. Hold on. No, you can. Hey, listen, there is a part of the, like, in New York, they were chanting F Trae Young. That's sure. You know, it's a whole group doing it. And it's in the spirit of the game. But when it comes to, like, personal insults and I mean, I even think the Trae Young is balding thing was a little far, you know? But, I mean, it's again, like, a respect thing. Trae Young goes home at night, and so does Kyrie Irving, and just, like, leave them alone, guys.
Like, yeah, that...
It's fun to, like... be upset and scream.
Obviously,
you know,
the NBA will encourage you to you know, show that emotion. Show that emotion. Boo. Say what you want. But
we're fans. We do a podcast. We're fans and like to analyze the game and talk about it and share our emotions.
But when you come out and you do things like the Russell Westbrook situation, like, or what, like, Kyrie said. Or, like, when you do things like that,
that crosses a line.
You're not a fan. In my opinion, you're not a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or you shouldn't be.
You should not be a fan. Like, that's something that there's no place for that. And not just the NBA, but there's no place for that at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and not just in sports, there's no place where you do things like that to another human being.
Right. Unless you're in a UFC fight. That's the...
Like...
But even like, you're not insulting somebody during that. But the popcorn thing, sure.
Like, there's...
I wish I could pour popcorn on that guy's head.
On a dude that did it?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that actually, like... There's no way that people can actually just go out and say things like that. Yeah, or do things like that.
You know how those pour popcorn in, like, rookies' cars?
Yeah, to prank them. Like, stuff the whole car with a thing of
popcorn. Can you imagine that dude as he's getting escorted out of the stadium for pouring popcorn on Russ's head? He opens his car door and just a bunch of popcorn falls out of it.
I know how mad I'd be if I was a rookie and that happened.
They did it to Cassius Stanley, the Pacers rookie. And he didn't even react.
He looks so mad. Yeah.
He looked so mad.
I would be so mad. Like, why? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, that's like...
It's a tradition, but like...
I understand that, like, there was also the pictures of him, like, having to go get Chipotle for everybody. Sure. You know, he's the rookie. Have him do that. But then, like, haha, now you have to get the vacuum out. Like, what?
Do you know him? Do you see how much popcorn is in that car?
Yeah, and Miles Turner was like, oh, we got him. We got poured so much popcorn in there. And Miles Turner was trying to, like, be funny. He's the only guy on the Pacers, I feel like, that has ever made a joke. Everybody else on the Pacers just seems so serious all the time. But Miles Turner was like, oh, we got him. We got him. You know, like, trying to be fun about it. And Cassius Stanley was just like, ugh. Started pushing it out of the car. I was like, dang.
How do you even get all that out? Like there's so much popcorn in there.
Luckily, Cassius Stanley has like $500,000 lying around from his contract. So he can probably hire somebody to detail it.
There's so much popcorn in that car.
Pick one last game to cover before I do a very special segment.
All right, so we have there the Lakers and Suns or the Clippers.
Oh, you want to cover Lakers Suns?
No, we can do Lakers Suns.
All right, Lakers Suns. Lakers won 109-102. There was a period in the final quarter where LeBron James made a good defensive play, and then Anthony Davis went and scored on the other end. Then Anthony Davis got a steal. LeBron scored on the other end. They finally were starting to use that star power, looking like they were the number one defensive team. If they can play like that again, do you think that they have a finals chance? If they can keep playing at the level that they did.
I would say Western Conference Finals at least.
Yeah.
I'm
talking specifically LeBron and AD. The supporting cast is going to have to back it up.
Yeah, because I'm saying.
Kyle Kuzma played awfully.
Yeah. I think that as long as AD and LeBron play like that, they have a shot. But if the whole team plays like that again,
yeah,
there's no way.
I don't think so. I think that if Chris Paul hadn't gotten injured with the supporting cast playing how they did, they don't lose. Specifically Kyle Kuzma. You're supposed to be the third best player. You or Dennis Schroeder, neither one of them stepped
Kyle up. Kuzma has dropped a combined in both of those games, 2 points.
Yeah.
And two games.
That's
like the supporting cast of the Lakers right now is if they keep playing like they are, is going to be the reason why either the Lakers can make the finals, but they won't win the finals.
You want to know something so crazy? The Lakers have four big men that are extremely good. They have Mark Gasol, Andre Drummond, Anthony Davis. Who's the last one that I'm thinking of right now? And Montrezl Harrell. Three people that have been all-stars. A defensive player of the year, somebody who's led the league in rebounding a dozen times, somebody who's led the league in blocks, who's a MVP candidate most years, and then they also have a sixth man of the year.
And Marcus Gasol, how much playing time is I feel like Marcus Gasol is barely any playing time.
He was playing in the first half, and he looked really, really solid.
He did?
It was really nice to see some good Marcus
Gasol. I'm just saying, because I know that a lot of Lakers fans hate Drummond and Gasol.
Yeah.
Because they've been playing so, like, yeah, he dropped 6 points.
I've been getting upset at Montrezl Harrell because Montrezl Harrell, I mean, has no defense. There is nothing that he can do to stop anybody. I don't know why. He's 7 feet tall. He's huge. He's buff. He plays with intensity. He's nothing on defense. He doesn't jump whenever people come into the lane. But yeah, Montrezl Harrell frustrates me.
Marc Gasol for his career, right?
Right.
Averages 14 a game, 50% shooting, 7-3, right? This year, he averages 5 points a game on 4 boards and 2 assists.
Which, yeah, he has been playing. He's been playing a lot slower. He's been playing a lot worse.
This is probably the worst season Marc Gasol's ever had in his entire career.
He's also been getting less minutes, to be fair to him.
Well, I mean, how many minutes does he play? He plays 20 minutes a game.
Yeah. He's not playing incredibly, but he's still. Last game, he was being a positive contributor in the minutes that he got. Andre Drummond played really solid last game. It really was. Kyle Kuzma didn't step up. Their guard play was down. I feel like I haven't seen a game where the big men and the guards have both played at a high level.
Yeah, Drummond had 15 and 12, so Drummond played good.
Yeah, and he was playing solid defense, too. I really liked what Andre Drummond was doing. Like Andre Drummond's like fifth playoff game ever. He does not make it to the playoffs often. I bet I can. I'm gonna look up how many playoff games Andre Drummond has played real quick.
Yeah, you can look it up. But yeah, last game 15-12. The game before that 12-9. So I mean, it's nothing like he was doing at all. But the 15-12 game is something that's very good to see from Andre Drummond. I don't know if they'll keep playing Marc Gasol minutes is a thing. I don't know. They might, but...
I mean, I hope that he gets some more minutes, especially...
They didn't play him in game one at all.
I like his defense in the second and third quarter. I think that he adds a lot in the second and third quarters, specifically when Anthony Davis can't play. I think that putting him on your interior really does help you out a lot. Yeah,
I want to see they keep playing him. I don't know if they will. They didn't play him the whole first game. So we'll see. And that was when AD was playing terrible. So we'll see. We'll see if the Lakers decide to keep playing him or not.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they do. Yeah, he has played. This is his 10th playoff game that he just played ever. Yeah.
Drummond?
And he is like 26, I think, 27.
To Andre Drummond, right? Yeah.
He has, in 10 starts, he has 1 win and 9 losses in the playoffs. He got swept by Cleveland in 2016, swept by Milwaukee in 2019, and then is 1-1 now with on the Lakers. So, good for him, at least. You know, I've never had anything against Andre Drummond.
Yeah, neither have I.
Which,
seems like a cool guy. He raps. Did you know that?
I didn't. I knew that he dated Sam from iCarly.
He raps. He's a rapper, too.
Shout out to Andre Drummond. You know, sometimes he makes questionable decisions on the court, but seems like an all right dude.
Yeah.
Nothing against him. But... Yeah, Chris Paul was not playing the entire fourth quarter. He played 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, like 22 minutes overall. He had his shoulder has obviously been
bothering him,
which they didn't play last night. They do play tonight. Okay, and that is in L.A., so you can expect the L.A. crowd to turn up, and with Chris Paul injured, I mean, if he doesn't come back, the series is as good as over. I think that without having Chris Paul there, it's done.
Yeah,
Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, really good players, have been playing incredibly in the playoffs. They are not Chris Paul. Chris Paul has been here before. He's a veteran player, and those two aren't matching up against LeBron and AD.
Yeah, I do think that they need Chris Paul to win, and it's like that first game when Chris Paul was healthy, they got out and they took the W, even though he did get hurt
He
was still contributing, but... Now that he's playing the full games with this shoulder injury, you can obviously see it's hurting him. I don't think Chris Paul has scored 10 plus points in the whole series in either of these games yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
It's rough to see.
Yeah. I hope that, you know, he can get it, and maybe obviously not to 100%, but if he can get it somewhat, you know, back to where it was.
Yeah.
I do think that I still think that the Suns can pull off the series as long as Chris Paul is playing at like 70%.
Yeah.
I do think they can really come out and win, because I don't think they won by the game. How much did they win the game two by?
They won by, I have it right in front of me. It was 8 points, I think.
I don't think it was that much.
Seven.
They won by 7 points.
Yeah.
So.
And that was, it was close, and then LeBron hit a couple threes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's the one thing. Even if Chris Paul, he's still putting out 8 assists. So I think even if he can go out and, you know, just throw dimes.
Yeah, Chris Paul one-handed is better than most other point guards.
It might still be like a 6 or 7 game series.
Yeah.
And that's even without Chris Paul scoring and him just throwing dimes.
Yeah.
And setting up teammates. Because Devin Booker, I feel like, is the type of player right now that he's in that mode where he's going to drop 30-plus. It seems like he's going to do that every game.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Here's the thing, though, is that you can just sag off of Chris Paul now and make sure that he's not getting those wide-open passing angles.
Yeah.
If he's not a scoring threat, if he's not hitting his shot consistently, let him shoot or back up and just block the pass. Don't let him pass, you know?
Yeah.
I think that if Chris Paul can't return back to mostly Chris Paul that we've seen all season... it's over for the Suns. I don't think that... I mean, you're playing against LeBron James. The LeBron James.
Yeah.
The king. 4 rings. 10 finals appearances. Come on. I never count LeBron out. Okay. I have a fun game. I've never played this before, though, Gavin. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? New segment.
I don't even know what it is, so...
Yeah, new segment on the pick and slip. Okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is called... Does this suck, or is it pretty cool? All right, I'm going to say something. Yeah, and you tell me if this sucks or if it's pretty cool. All right? So, Joel Embiid winning a ring. Does that suck or is it pretty cool? What do you think?
It's
Joel Embiid had a ring.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. What about this one? The Nets get swept in the second round. Does that suck or is it pretty cool?
I would say that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. I'd love to see some more Kevin Durant.
I like Kyrie Irving, so I think I'd love to see Kyrie Irving go crazy.
Yeah. Ben Simmons wins a ring.
That would suck.
Yeah, that would suck. That would suck. Yeah, I'd hate to see Ben Simmons win a ring. I don't want to see
Ben Simmons win a ring.
Yeah. And then finally, this is going to be the last one, Paul George holding up a finals MVP trophy. Is that a suck or is that pretty cool?
That'd be more than pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
cool. That would be probably the greatest. That would probably be like single-handedly the greatest thing in NBA history.
You'd have to get that picture framed.
I would probably, you probably would have to get that picture framed and throw it somewhere.
Yeah, put it in the studio. But that concludes this episode of Does This Suck or Is It Pretty Cool? That was a pretty good one, huh?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One of my favorite
That's
segments.
That's a long name. Does it suck or is it pretty cool?
So, yeah, I mean, let's talk about these last couple games. Miami versus Bucks. I can do a quick summary of this game. The Bucks hit like 12 three-pointers in the first quarter, and then Miami gave up. And the Bucks ended up winning by 34. Yeah, Miami never even came close.
That game was...
I texted Gavin like halfway through the third quarter, and I said, Miami is down 32. The biggest comeback in NBA playoff history is a 31-point comeback.
Yeah.
So, in other words, it's probably not happening.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
Yeah, it was... I mean, I don't even really have words to say anything about it. Jimmy Butler played bad.
It was awesome.
Bam Adebayo played bad. Everybody on the Bucks played incredibly. Bud still had the starters out there until halfway through the fourth. It was just, it was slaughter.
Arm sleeve Giannis.
Yeah.
You know?
It was rough to watch if you're a Heat fan, but I'm a Heat hater, so I had an incredible time. I watched the entire thing just to keep watching the score. I probably could have stopped watching after the third quarter, but I said, you know what? I just love seeing the Heat in pain. There are three games left that we haven't discussed. Let's talk about Trailblazers Nuggets. So, the Trailblazers guards still did their thing, where they score a lot of points and are bad at defense. This time,
the whole team played no defense for the Blazers.
Yeah. Jokic played really good. The rest of the Nuggets team played really good. Michael Porter Jr. played pretty good. I don't have much to say about this game either. The week one games were all really exciting and had a lot of twists that we didn't expect. But then, the Nuggets won by 19. The Trailblazers played pretty bad, excuse me. There was very little defense getting played. It's hard for me to compliment anything about the Blazers team except for say that Damian Lillard had a really good game.
And he made the most threes in the first half. First half.
Dame played incredible. But then Robert Covington had 3 points, and Yusuf Nurkic had 7. Dame had a 42-piece, and it still wasn't enough. Carmelo only had 5 points off the bench. Anthony Simons only had 3 points.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I mean, Dame had 42 and 10 off the bench. I said, Robert Covington is one player that I would see the box score, right?
Yeah.
And just to get an idea of how all the players are doing.
Uh-huh.
And, I just kept seeing 0 points throughout the entire duration of the whole game.
And you just say, come on, Roko.
And I mean, if you saw the game, you saw the Blazers had no defense. Like, nobody on the Blazers had defense. So, I mean,
Here's the one salvation, though. All right. Nikola Jokic averages for the season. Let me check exactly how many assists he averages for the season. Come on. Just show me, please.
Well,
please.
Let's see.
For the season, he's averaging 8 assists. He only had 5 last night. That's the one good thing, is that their game plan has been don't let Jokic facilitate, don't let him get assists. And they did that. They didn't let him get a lot of assists. The thing is that then Michael Porter Jr. Was creating for himself, and Aaron Gordon had a good game. Campazzo dropped 12, and the bench couldn't stop anybody. Paul Millsap had 15 points in 15 minutes. So, I mean, the defense was awful. But Jokic dropped 38, which is about what you expected. He had 8 rebounds, sure. But the 5 assists, that's what you're looking for every game, pretty much. If they can keep the game plan, pretty much, for the Blazers, what I've seen, is to have Jokic have stat lines like this. High points, low assists. Just, I mean, because anybody can get 5 assists, you know? And if you can keep him to that, then sure. Because Dame's going to score more points than him every night. He's Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. He is a better scorer than Jokic is. Jokic is a way better facilitator. But it's just about getting those stops on everybody else. Not letting everybody else score. Put 100% of your energy into making sure that none of their guards, because they're playing their backup guards, because Will Barton's injured too. That Campazzo should not be a starting point guard on your playoff team. But then he dropped 12 points. Austin Rivers had 9. You're just giving up points. So if you can stop them, if you can stop Aaron Gordon from driving to the rim, if you can just let Michael Porter Jr. do his thing, Nikola Jokic do his thing, they're scoring like 90 points in the game, and you win because you're the Blazers and you have the best offense in the league. I mean, it's as simple as that, really. It's just stop everybody that isn't Jokic, because the rest of the team's not going to beat you. Two more games. This one, I mean, it was Nets versus Celtics. Celtics got demolished. They lost by 22, I think. Yeah, 22. It's the Brooklyn Nets. They have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, as I'm sure you all know.
They all
dropped like 30.
It's KD, James Harden, and Kyrie.
Yeah. They're almost, I would say that they're the most likely to make the finals out of the East. That doesn't seem unreasonable to say. It was just not a particularly exciting.
KD's been playing good defense too. He's been playing good defense this postseason.
He's brought it back, because I remember 2 years ago on the Warriors, maybe 3 years ago now on the Warriors, he was considered to be like a really good defender. He was in the defensive player of the year.
Pretty good defense, which is something he's been really good interior defense, which is something that the Nets need.
Which, hey, that's the thing with being 7 foot, huh? Pretty good blocks.
He's been playing pretty good interior defense.
But, I mean, it's just been overall not a very exciting series, because at the beginning of every game, I've known the outcome, and it is Nets by 20.
I need to see this Nets versus Bucks. That's what I need to see. Because, in my opinion, the Nets are going to – or the Nets would – do the Sixers. That's what I think. I think the Nets would just do the Sixers.
Yeah. I mean, the Eastern Conference, we have 3 teams that are making the finals, right? No other team really stands a solid chance. It's 76ers, Nets, and Bucks. Most likely going to be the Nets, but the Bucks have a good chance at giving
it. I want to see Nets versus Bucks. Nets versus Bucks.
So, if the Nets win, who do they play in the next round?
Let's see. 1-8-2-2-7. I think it's the Sixers.
I'm going to double check just to make sure.
They're
going to play.
I just confused myself. Who do they play?
So I think that they're going to end up playing it'll be the Bucks next round.
The Bucks,
they're the
3
seed.
Yeah.
And then it'll be Philly versus New York. That's what I was going to say a second ago, is that I really think that since there's 3 teams, 2 of them are going to match up in the second round.
Yeah.
The 76ers have a pretty good chance at beating the Nets, or a better chance at beating the Nets than they would normally, considering that they have to go through the Knicks or Atlanta. I think that the 76ers are still going to win that series. And it's going to be a battle between Milwaukee and Brooklyn, assuming they win. But it's going to be significantly harder for Brooklyn to beat Philly coming off of playing the Bucks, I think. if the Bucks don't win.
I don't know.
I just think that the 76ers have an inherent advantage going into this because they do not have to play another one of the contenders.
My opinion, the favorite I have to come out the East is the Nets. I just think the Nets have too much firepower, and as long as KD keeps playing, because I don't think the Nets need that great of defense considering that they're going to put up probably 90 points in between three players.
Yeah.
So, like, and that doesn't count to the fact that I think, like, in the Celtics game, right, that we just talked about, Joe Harris dropped, like, 28 points.
Yeah.
So, like, and he's not one of the big three.
Yeah.
But as long as, the Nets don't need that much defense, all that the Nets really need is a little bit of defense, which is what KD's bringing right now.
Yeah. I mean, just enough defense to have some of the other team miss a few shots. There's one last game that we haven't talked about yet. Gavin, do you want to go ahead and take the reins?
Yeah, so we have the Clippers with a capitalized L. And then we have the Mavericks.
Two L's now.
So, yeah.
The Mavericks won 127 to 121. Kawhi and Paul George played incredibly. Paul George had 28. He was the only player
that
played any sort of good... And he acted like he was an NBA player in the fourth for the first time ever in the playoffs. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, playoff P has not showed up to these finals. Playoff P in the bad way that we're used to seeing. Paul George has had two pretty solid games. they haven't been great games, you know?
28-12-6. His last one is 28-12-6 on 50% shooting.
Yeah, I mean, last year, Paul George was bad. Kawhi was playing bad last year. Kawhi dropped 45. The rest of the Clippers team, god awful. Lou Williams coaching, bad. Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue's coaching, bad. Really, really bad. Again, why is Reggie Jackson or Ivaka Zubac guarding Luka Doncic? One of the best offensive players in the league?
This series...
He's getting guarded by Zubac?
Here's the thing.
Why are you switching so much?
Here is the thing. The thing is, if they would keep Kawhi, not even PG, if they would keep Kawhi Leonard, because PG has been kind of getting torched on defense, I'm not going to lie.
He's historically a good defender. The last couple seasons, he's been an average to good defender. Yeah. He's been a great defender in the past. This year, he's a good defender.
Yeah, he's been getting a little torched. He's been doing great offensively, but defensively, it's been kind of iffy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you put Kawhi on Luka, I guarantee he's dropping 30 points. But do you know what it means? If he drops 30 points, you guys might be thinking, well, 30 points, that's a lot of points. If he drops 30 points, the Clippers win both games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
He drops 40. It feels like both games. If he drops 30 with Kawhi on him, that's fine. Because guess what? The Clippers win.
If Kawhi scores 10 less points because of that, you know what? It's going to be, if Luka's getting guarded by Kawhi, then he's going to have less assists too. The ball's going to be out of his hands more. It's going to be a lot harder to get the ball to him when Kawhi's the one guarding him.
Yeah. Like put Kawhi on Luka the entire game. The series is at least 1-1. I promise you, if you put Kawhi on Luka, it is at least 1-1, if not 2-0. I promise. I don't understand why they keep wanting to put these 6-1, 6-2 point guards on Luka when Luka's, what, 6-8?
Yeah.
If you put Kawhi on Luka instead of Rondo, that's a plus 6 inches.
Or just...
Rondo was 6'1". Kawhi is like 6'7".
The other thing is just that... What was I about to say? Oh, every single time that Luka's in a pick and roll, just the Clippers switch and have a center now on Luka. And you know that there's no center in the league that's guarding Luka, except for maybe Rudy Gobert.
They played Serge Ibaka 6 minutes the whole game. Serge Ibaka did not get hurt, by the way. Nothing happened. He just played six minutes. You don't think that Serge Ibaka could have dropped more than 6 points the whole game? He dropped 2 points in 6 minutes. You don't think Serge Ibaka is dropping 6-plus points in the whole game? You don't think so? You don't think he's contributing more defense? But then we played Marcus Morris 25 minutes for him to drop 9 points. Then we played Zubac, really the only center it feels like that plays on. We played him 22 minutes for him to get the same amount of rebounds as Kawhi, and for Paul George to be our leading rebounder.
Yeah,
who averages like 4 boards on the season.
It's
so rough. At this point, I'm begging Paul George to go to the Warriors. I'm begging. Pleading. anything.
Him and LeBron are going to go to the Warriors.
I'll beg it. I will beg Paul George to just go to the Warriors. Please. Please. Please.
Yeah. It'd be terrible to see. I don't think that he'd be good on it.
Yeah, on the Warriors?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. I know because you would think Curry's going to have the ball the entire time, you know, which would make Paul George be a spot-up shooter, kind of like how he was. But Curry is so good off-ball. Yeah. You could give the ball to Paul George and let Curry run around like a maniac and he would score. You know what I mean? He can do that and it'll work. But if Kawhi is probably going to leave, if they don't make it past this round, Kawhi is probably going to be gone.
Yeah, most likely. Or, here's the thing, though. Kawhi is from L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to play there for a reason. But here's the other thing, right? Is that the whole reason that they joined L.A., right? Both of them, instead of joining the Lakers, was because the Clippers had just pushed the Warriors to 6 games with just Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, and Patrick Beverley. And everybody was really impressed by that. And they even made a 31-point comeback against them. And, like, then they got rid of everybody from that original. They have just Pat Bev. And the rest of the team's been traded away. Or just plays significantly worse now. The Clippers had the 8 seed with that roster a couple. And they had Tobias Harris, too. And they just got rid of all of them. And so now, like, this is not the same team that Kawhi joined, and that's another reason that I think Kawhi might leave. Again, if they don't make the finals, or if they don't make it out of the first round.
If they don't make
round.
It to at least, though,
if the Clippers they lose the Western Conference finals, sure.
He'll stay. I think that if the Clippers don't at least make it to the Western Conference finals, Kawhi's out. But I also feel like if the Clippers weren't playing the Mavs right now, they'd be doing better against any other team in the whole Western Conference than the Mavs. I just don't think the Clippers are fit to guard the Mavs. Like, they're not fitted to play how the Mavs play. And that's, like, really unfortunate. But, like, last year, you would think that they could win. They could beat the Mavs because they did last year already.
Yeah.
But also, last year they should have made it to the Western Conference Finals easy. But it's two totally different teams. Even though I feel like this Clippers team is better, they're not on paper, they're not performing any better.
Yeah. It's been rough. I bet Clippers fans are upset.
Yeah.
And Paul George, I know one Clippers fan that's upset. But that's the whole slate of games. Now let's talk about this as a whole. I think that let's say, who are the contenders right now, legitimately?
Like in the West and East?
Yeah, just like, there's 16 teams in the playoffs.
I don't know who's the contender in the West, to be honest. I really don't.
It's been, because everybody.
The East, I have the Nets. I don't know.
Everybody but the Nets have lost the game. Yeah. Everybody but the Mavs have lost the game. I mean, and then, yeah, the Nets, Nets, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia are all 2-0 right now.
Yeah.
They're all playing.
I have the Nets going in the East, but I don't know who in the West. I honestly don't know.
You know, if AD plays like he did last night every game, then it's the Lakers, in my opinion. AD had an incredible game, even though the rest of the guards weren't showing up. Every guard on the Lakers weren't showing up. And so I would say that if they bounce, and even Alex Caruso had a bad game, but if they can balance out and AD play like that and the guards contribute solidly, That's a championship team. And then also I would say the Jazz. I mean, it's really, I mean, is there anybody else but those two? Because the Clippers are down 0-2 right now. The Nuggets might get bounced by the Warriors in the first round. The Suns are 1-1 by...
By what?
Or by the Blazers, I mean, not the Warriors. Like, and I don't see the Blazers being a championship team, you know? And then the Suns might get bounced by the Lakers in the first round. I don't know. I could say, I mean, only the Jazz and Lakers really are the only two that I can confidently say have a chance at the moment, because I also don't think the Mavericks are going to match up well against any of these high-level contenders.
It's so stressful. But
we also thought that the Clippers were a high level.
Everyone who doesn't think, like, unless you're just, you may be just a Clippers hater, but even then you're lying to yourself. Who doesn't think that the
is there anybody that isn't a Clippers hater though?
Everyone's a Clippers hater.
Yeah, I mean it's the Clippers.
But, I don't know. It's like,
I also think that they stood a chance.
They have Kawhi. They have Kawhi Leonard.
Remember that period of time where for like 4 or 5 months, everybody thought that the Kawhi was the best player in the league? That was crazy.
Kawhi may argue. You could still argue that.
No, you can't.
I see people argue it all the time.
Best player in the league is not 0-2 in the first round. You could,
like...
Best player in the league is 2-0 in the first round, and his name is Luka Doncic. Luka's better than Kawhi.
No, he's not.
Yeah?
Luka's not better
than
Kawhi.
That's true.
So, is Luka a top five player?
Luka's a top two. Him and Steph.
What?
Luka and Steph are the top two players in the league.
You have Luka over LeBron?
And KD. And Giannis.
And Harden?
Yeah. Jokic.
Kawhi.
I don't have him over
KD?
Dame. I don't have him over Dame.
What? So, Dame's top two?
Dame's top three.
So
Dame's two. Yeah. Curry, Dame, Luka.
What the heck?
I'm kidding.
what the?
So.
This is ridiculous.
You can find us on Twitter
series. At
The Pick and Slip. You can also look us up on Spotify, soon to be on Apple Podcasts at The Pick and Slip. Pretty much anywhere where you get your podcasts, you can find us there, which is exciting to say the least. I would say.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, do you have anything else to say, really?
I don't want to leave just because this is the last
thing. Yeah, I don't want to either. But real fast, like, I do want to talk about some things really fast.
All right, go ahead.
As you guys do know, we said this a lot towards the beginning. This is our last show on WBDG. So... Yeah.
Which is really sad.
It's sad. This is our last time.
Bums me out. Here.
It does. But we will continue the show. We had this idea. We had this planned out for a while that we were going to continue the show because it's something we really liked doing. If you are listening, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at The Pick and Slip. Or as Brandon says, at The Pick and Slip.
The Ohio State University.
The hard E. The.
The.
Because that is where you'll find all of us. We are also, if you guys didn't know, thinking about doing up to 2 shows a week.
We're going to be starting, I think, after this next week, or maybe the week after that. We're going to hopefully be going Monday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can get a nice recap of the weekend games, and then also... weekday games before the weekend starts.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know of our we didn't talk about this, but our time's still going to be like 12 to 1, or
you know what, we'll see.
If you guys could, we'll announce on our Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll do. So
hey, just Thursday and Monday nights, check your podcast feed, and we'll tell you when it's up. You'll know.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to moving forward with our great listeners and fans here, and
I don't want to leave.
Yeah, keep going.
I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get off.
Well, you can go ahead and do the legal ID if you want.
I guess you could.
I'll do it. This is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We don't have it hanging on the wall anymore.
Yeah, we don't. I feel like I haven't said the legal in so long because I think you always do it.
I always do it right before we end the show since we leave it one. It's hard to want to leave the studio right now.
It's very tough.
I'll come up with something else to talk about.
He's going to come up with something else.
Yeah, give me a second.
He's going to go on Instagram. He's going to type in NBA on Google and find something.
Yeah. I mean,
he's going to find one thing to talk about.
Dylan Brooks, man.
Dylan Brooks has been playing absolutely insane. I feel like his defense is the main reason why the Grizzlies even have a chance.
Yeah.
I feel like without Dylan Brooks' defense, there's no way.
Those 24-point games, they're like the 30-piece he dropped a couple nights ago. His defense has been incredible. He's going to be the main dude matching up with Donovan Mitchell. So if they want to win another game with Donovan Mitchell playing now, he's going to have to step up all the way.
Yeah. But did the Grizzlies only win game one because Donovan Mitchell didn't play? Like, do you think?
Ooh. I mean, I think that you can attribute. I think that if he played, there's a slightly higher chance that the Grizzlies don't walk out of there with a win because he's Donovan Mitchell. Also, Donovan Mitchell was upset because he wanted to play in that game, and they didn't let him.
Yeah.
So, that's something. He's been training with an independent training staff. How long is he under contract for?
I actually don't know.
Is he maybe? No, I remember he signed a max deal like last year. So he can't leave there even if he wanted to, which is unfortunate. I mean, he's been working with his own training staff, and he was upset with the Jazz after game one. Also, I remember that I actually took some notes on things that I wanted to talk about for this episode. Lou Williams, during game one of that game that was... It was the Hawks-Knicks, sorry. Hawks-Knicks, in the huddle, Lou Williams said to Trae Young, he said, "Don't pass the ball, win the game." And then Trae Young went out there, didn't pass the ball, won the game.
Which I thought was cool. I did see that.
He said, "Just win the game." And then he went out there and won the game. Trae Young, man, he's been playing great.
Is there
any more room for us to stall, Gavin?
I have one last thing.
Okay.
What are possible destinations for Kawhi?
For Kawhi? All right, if he leaves, what if we went back to Toronto? The Pacers.
The Pacers? Yes, can you imagine Kawhi and the Pacers?
We'd maybe make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
No, Pacers don't have any cap space this year. I can see the Warriors trying to make a bid for him. I can see... What if this... No, he wouldn't play with Pop again. He doesn't like Pop. Okay, here's one. Portland.
Kawhi on Portland? That would be crazy. That's a finals team.
Play with another, kind of quiet star.
That's a finals. That's definitely a finals team right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of nice.
You have CJ McCollum, Kawhi, Yusuf Nurkic, Anthony Simmons.
I say get rid of Yusuf.
Or Simons.
Because for cap reasons, they'd have to trade him away, I think. Get rid of Yusuf Nurkic. Because they pay Dame so much. They're not going to be able to pay.
That's true.
All those players. Or maybe get rid of CJ. But,
you'd have Robert Covington.
Where else could he go? There's really not that many.
Maybe he just stays in L.A. on the Clippers.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that, I don't really see that many other teams that are going to be, a place where Kawhi would want to go. Because he knows that he's, on the tail end of his prime, right? Maybe he goes to the 76ers. That'd be such a weak move.
That would be terrible.
But does he go to the East? Huh.
If he goes to the East, Kawhi's making the finals, in my opinion.
He goes to the East. He teams up with Giannis.
Man.
That'd be nice.
That would be insane.
Woo.
I don't even know. That's got to be finals. That right there, that sounds ridiculous.
Miami's going to have some cap space this summer. I can't imagine Kawhi in Long Beach.
That's what I was going to say. I couldn't imagine Kawhi in Miami.
Kawhi on
Maybe
the
I'm
beach.
The only one, but...
Kawhi playing volleyball.
Kawhi in Miami. You know, Party City and Kawhi?
That sounds like the...
Man, that's crazy though. He already plays in
a sitcom, Kawhi in Miami.
He already plays in Los Angeles.
Yeah. But also, LA is so, like, so different from all the different little parts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple places Kawhi could end up, but I don't see him leaving the Clippers this summer. I don't know why.
Yeah.
He has a player option, right?
I think he does.
I think it was a 2+1 that he signed, so I think that he might just pick that up, stay there for one more season, see what happens. Especially, I mean, like, the West is getting weaker next
week. I mean, him and Paul George are best friends, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, but here's, at the end of this season, right, the Suns, I think, are going to get worse and better at the same time. Chris Paul is going to be worse. And then Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton are going to get better. You have Rudy Gobert is going to get better. Donovan Mitchell is going to get better. But Mike Conley is definitely going to get worse. Joe Ingles, Bogdan Bogdanovich. These guys are past their prime now. Let's look at the other top teams. The Nuggets. Nuggets are going to get better. Yeah, so I mean...
What about the Blazers? Blazers just stay the Blazers, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, they're always the 4-6 seed. But... Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the top contenders in the West. They're going to get better. So does Kawhi... Does he even have a chance? If he re-signs, is there even a chance that he gets another ring?
I don't know.
I don't know, because that's one thing to think about, is that could the Clippers even make a good enough team?
The Clippers compete? Can... I'm just saying, the Clippers can try to continue to make moves. I mean, the Clippers are very good at making moves.
I think they should trade Paul George.
I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that, honestly. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they trade him for... I don't know. It's really interesting to see. We're going to see.
I don't know. That's... I really do want to see if the Clippers do this free agency.
Yeah, well... We've stalled for about 10 minutes longer than we should have. So
I think this is the end of it.
This is the end.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you all so much for listening. If you're a longtime listener, I appreciate you so much. We both do. And if this is your first show, go ahead and follow us at The Pick and Slip.
Our first show?
Or if this is your first show.
Yeah, this is their first show. It'd be our last show.
Yeah.
Imagine that would be.
Hey, you know what? You get to listen to our podcast. Look up The Pick and Slip on Spotify. Here, I'll actually pull up the list of places that we're on right now. We're on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. Check us out on there, any of those. We've released two episodes on there so far. Just make sure you check us out. Appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah.
Gavin, should I say the piece this time?
I don't know.
Oh, that'd be fun. No, I won't do it. Let's do it at the same time. But, Gavin, that's it for me.
Yep, so that's all I have to say. Appreciate us all, Brian had to say. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter so you guys can keep up with us at The Pick and Slip. That's really it. Yep. Make sure you guys listen to us. We're on Spotify. Like Brayden said, Brayden just named all of them. I'm not going to go ahead and name them all again. Make sure you guys keep tuning in. We'll probably move it to 2 days a week, Monday and Thursday. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you guys so much for listening, and peace.